Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Beyond three, Kennedy in the corner. Now to Simon, looking for a cutter. Instead, she goes to Kennedy for three. Hit it! Hits the three from the corner. It's 3-2 SLU on a three-pointer from Peyton Kennedy.
That's Peyton Kennedy. That's last year. That's fifth year forward Peyton Kennedy. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Sports on a Sunday program Rebecca Tillett. She's the head coach at St. Louis University. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, of course. We are underway, obviously. You've got an exhibition game under your belt already against SIUE last Tuesday. You've got Missouri S&T coming up this Tuesday. I want to start actually with that charity game at SIUE. I was talking with the Cougars head coach, Samantha Quigley-Smith. She deferred all the credit to you and your staff as far as the idea, the thought to play that game in Edwardsville last Tuesday. How did that come up?
Well, I mean, she's great. I think it was certainly both of us. You know, this opportunity the NCAA provides for us to play a Division I opponent and choose a charity of our choice is really, you know, something that's good for all of us. And for us, just to keep that common opponent with Coach and, you know, keep fans local. You know, obviously we ended our season in that space and had a really great memory from that. And then the opportunity to get a road exhibition and give our women that chance to go through the procedures that happen on a road game day in preparation for when we open up against South Dakota and Drake on the road.
You raise a really good point, and I don't think a lot of people think about this. When you are starting a new season, when you have a new mix of players, whether you have a new mix of players or not, when you can get your team into that preparation mode, what it looks like to wake up on game day, to have your pregame meal, if you're doing pregame film, all of those kind of things, those routines, if you can get one of those under your belt, that certainly is advantageous, isn't it?
It really is, and I think preparation is so critical. And we do have six new members to our team, four of whom are freshmen, and all four freshmen are contributors on this team. So I think every chance we have to give them the opportunity to think about what it's going to be like, to go through the pressures. You know, I felt like our team was feeling the pressure of opening day on the road, which as a coach I was happy about, right? I was happy that we got that opportunity to feel that prior to it being a contest that counts.
Rebecca Tillett has led this team to back-to-back championships, an A-10 championship a couple of years ago, the aforementioned WNIT championship last season. Coach, your team picked seventh in the A-10 preseason poll. How much stock do you put into those preseason polls?
You know, we always say within our program, we say preseason is for predictions and postseason is for production. And I think our team, right, we're known for, like, really kicking in at the end of the season. Now our challenge to ourselves is we are really looking for sustained excellence. You know, where do we start and finish the entire season with excellence? So I think that's been a really big focus for us, and we think defense is the answer to that equation for us. Our defense statistically improves drastically as the season goes on, and we just want to start at a more solid base with our defense.
You talked about opening the season on the road. You'll actually play four of the first five away from St. Louis in the regular season. That will be a challenge for your team.
It will. I think that's when you're, you know, pleased that you have so many veterans and so many women that have won championships. And, you know, something unique happened this year in terms of our leaders and our captains. You know, never in my career have I had an entire team unanimously vote for the captains, and this year we did. So I think our leadership is in great hands. I think, you know, our returners will help guide our freshmen and newcomers in it. And I think this team is hungry to prove something. And anytime you've got a group of women together that are hungry to compete, hungry to prove themselves, you know, special things can happen.
It says a lot, as you said, when your team can get unanimously behind something. Let's be honest, if you can get a group of college kids to be unanimously behind anything, you're probably doing something right.
You know, I think we could even expand that to any group of people,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Any group of people that can find consensus in that. So that's Kennedy, Calhoun, Peyton, Kennedy, and Isabel Tillett. So really excited about what those three already have done for this team and what they will continue to do as we face the inevitable challenges of a college basketball season.
And how much do you lean on those three women to kind of set the tone for what you expect out of a season?
Yeah, great question. So we have a leadership council in our program, and you know, we meet about every other week. Our women have to write a cover letter and resume to apply to be on it. And then we, you know, either read books or discuss articles, watch videos, and talk about what's going on our team. Those three had a real focus on this summer being a chemistry building summer. And, you know, we often in coaching say team building. They specifically chose the word chemistry to send a message to the team about what they were looking for early. And I do lean on them a lot, and mostly because of all the championship teams I've ever been fortunate enough to coach, when it comes down to it in the championship, the players have to lead. They have to make decisions. They have to have the freedom to think on their own in moments. Coaches, we become more of, you know, we're there, we're a support, but they've got to be able to make high-level decisions in high-pressure situations.
That's really cool. Coach Rebecca Tillett with us. She's in her third season as the head coach at St. Louis University. Peyton Kennedy, who we were talking about, a second-team pick for the All-Atlantic 10 as far as the preseason is concerned. You've also got an all-defensive team member in Kennedy Calhoun, so you do have some veterans, some returners. How important is that when you get set for league play that you've got some returners that have an idea of what that grind of the Atlantic 10 schedule is like?
I think it's really important. I remember when we first came to the league and, you know, veterans in Brooke Flowers was telling us, like, this is what you need to expect in the league. And then now we're at a point where we've been here, you know, sufficient time where Peyton and Ken can really take on that role. And you know, you can tell freshmen and new players it's a grind every night, but until they really experience it, they don't know. Until, you know, you don't know what you don't know until you experience it. And so I think the trust that Ken and Peyton have built with the team will help us in that space, because I think they really do believe them when they tell them things.
What are you looking most forward to about year three? Is it the fact that now there is a little bit of familiarity with either the league or with St. Louis? Like, what is most exciting for you coming up here?
I think what's most exciting about this team specifically and this year is that it's a bit of a changing of the guard of leadership. So Kyla McMakin had been with, you know, us for so long. It was her fifth year. She was clearly the leader of last year's team in terms of handling things with the team and the locker room and all of that. And now we're in a new phase, and she passed the baton of scoring to Peyton Kennedy. She passed the baton of leadership to Ken, Bell, and Peyton. So I think, you know, watching kind of the next generation is what it feels like. And this group is so hungry and so driven to be great early. You know, it'll be neat to check in again in 2 weeks and see, you know, how did we handle the first road games and what did our team do to respond to those environments.
Coach Rebecca Tillett, thanks so much for some time. I made the comment the other night to Colin Surrey over in Edwardsville. I said, I've talked to Coach Tillett a couple of times, numerous times on the radio, and we've never met in person. So I wish you the best. It's Tuesday night. It'll be Missouri S&T exhibition, actually Tuesday afternoon. And then the regular season gets started November 4th. But thank you, Coach, for always spending some time with us.
Well, I appreciate it, and we got to make that in-person thing
happen.
We
will.
So take care.
Definitely will. Definitely will. That's Rebecca Tillett. She is the head coach for the St. Louis University Billikens, the women's basketball program, having great success under Coach Tillett and has some fantastic leadership, as you heard there, coming back here for year number three. One more St. Louis University note before we take a break here. The women's soccer team has their regular season finale today. That's coming up at 12:30. They face Dayton. They're on the road at Dayton. Now, the Billikens have a slim one-point lead in conference play over Dayton. So Dayton has to win if they want to take over first. St. Louis needs just a tie to get a sixth A-10 regular season title in the last 7 years. That is beyond impressive on what the Billikens have done in that regard. They would have hosting privileges throughout the Atlantic 10 tournament, and it doesn't matter what happens today. They will definitely have a first-round tournament game. That comes up Saturday over at Herman Stadium. That's a 5 o'clock game. But a win today or a tie against Dayton, they've got another regular season title, and then they're going to host that entire tournament. So good luck to the SLU women as they finish up their regular season today. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some hockey with the Hockey Hall of Famer, Bernie Federico. He's up next. It's the Stiefel Sports Studio. It's sports on a Sunday morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman, and we're coming right back on Camo X.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.